Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny。 那今天 Jason 跟我呢要跟大家聊聊这个人生里面的一大悲剧，一大 disaster， 一个灾难。
That's right. In today's episode, we're talking all about when your internet goes down.
断网啊。然后呢，刚刚 Jason 是，哎，你演得非常逼真，真的像断网。可是你也不需要演，因为我俩异地录音，每一次录基本上都会断一段，是吧？
Yeah, this is something we experience almost every time we record, and we're sure all of you experience all the time too.
是是，然后特别现在网络好像已经成为了生活里面一个必备品啊。这个必备品英语可以怎么说啊？
A necessity, something you can't live without, right?
啊、oh, ，所以那个 necessary 就是重要的、必须有的，就 comes from this noun necessity, right?
Exactly. Yeah, something you can't even imagine living your life without, right?
是是，当然我也不知道这是我们人类的一个 is that a good thing when we rely so much on the internet? But nevertheless, 今天还是要跟大家分享一些非常实用的这方面的语言。那在分享。断网英语不同的说法之前呢，我们先来看看这个网。哎，你看中文真的 Jason 非常高效啊，就一个网，就不管它是什么无线网络啦，然后什么流量啦，这个都能形容。可是英语里面有好几个说法。
Yeah, that's right. There's a lot of different ways to refer to this in English, but net comes from the internet.
对，这就是互联网，对吧？因为 you're interconnected with different people all over the world.
Yeah, it's an interconnected net. I guess a net is already kind of connected, but internet here, right? A big connected net of all the different computers and people.
那除了 the internet, 还有一个常用的就是像蜘蛛网的那个同一个词是吧？
Yes, the web. Of course, we don't say spider web, but the web here refers to the internet.
你觉得这两个口语里哪个更常用？
I think the internet is a lot more common these days than the web, but you still see the web for sure.
对，因为 the web 我就觉得好像互联网早期大家就说 www 这三个嘛，对吧？ The World Wide Web.
Yeah, that's right. This reminds me of like the 90s when the internet first came out. People like to call it the web, but it's not very common these days.
就是 AOL 那个时代。
对
,ICQ.
That's right. Yes,
对、
yes.
我俩已经很老了，所以我们真的是见证过互联网从无到有。我们小时候 ，we didn't have the internet.
Yeah, that's right. Our generation got to grow up seeing the internet come out and take over the world, right?
对，然后现在的小朋友，比如我的孩子，大概也是我教育的一个失败哦。哎呦，我们旅游一到一个地方，甚至坐火车，他们第一个问题就是 "What's the Wi-Fi password?" 这里有 free Wi-Fi 吗
？Yeah.Oh, gosh. Yeah, we are also addicted to our tablets and our phones, that's right, and the internet.
对，然后 Wi-Fi, 我们中文也就用英文了 Wi-Fi.
Oh, really? You just directly say Wi-Fi, huh?
对对，就无线网络，但讲 Wi-Fi 更方便嘛。
Yeah, it's a little bit shorter, easier to say, right?
是。哎，流量呢？
流量 we can say data.
对，因为有的时候你就这个地方没有 Wi-Fi 啊，所以你就要用自己宝贵的流量。But now, I think all these 流量包 data plans, 反正我的流量我都觉得是用不掉的。
Yeah, me too. We're almost always connected to Wi-Fi, right? So we don't use the actual cell phone data very often.
Yeah, yeah. 哦，你刚刚说手机对吧 ？Cell phone, 所以你也会看到 cell data,、mm. 就是你手机的数据、手机的流量。好，那如果你要出国旅游的话呢，你要去漫游。
You'll be roaming.
哎，我一直就觉得这是一个特别诗意的中文词哈，漫游。然后它在英语里面这个词 to roam or roam around, 其实在有互联网之前它就是这个意思啊，是吧？ You're wandering around, you're exploring.
Yeah, it's like you're moving around without much direction or goal, you're roaming around.
让我想到了漫游太空啊， like the universe 那种 space.
Floating through outer space.
Yeah. 好，那在进入断网的说法之前，我还想说一个，就是 刚刚这么多网的说法啊， but when we're talking about the concept, 比如说互联网现在很重要啊，离不开它，这个时候我们就是要说 the internet, 是吧？ Like, can't live without the internet.
Yeah, that's right. It's the internet. It is the one internet, because it's all connected, right?
对对对，如果你说 Wi-Fi 这个概念，你就不用说特定的 the Wi-Fi, unless you're talking about, 比如说 oh, the Wi-Fi in my room is really bad, 特指你房间的或者这一块区域的那个。
That's right. If you're talking about just the idea of Wi-Fi, you don't need to say the, but if you're talking about a specific Wi-Fi connection, so the Wi-Fi in your house or the Wi-Fi in the restaurant, then you use the.
对，然后 Wi-Fi 密码也是 What's the Wi-Fi password, right? 因为我们是讲特定这个地方的 Wi-Fi 密码是什么。
That's right, and each place's Wi-Fi is going to have a different Wi-Fi password.
对，现在已经很少有人用1、2、3、4、5、6了，是吧？
对。
They won't even let you. 他就说你一定要大小写，还要 special character.
Yeah, they're like, this is not secure enough, right?
对对。好，那接下来我们赶快来聊聊断网啊，英语应该怎么讲。那虽然有很多不同的方法，不同的说法，但是呢，好消息就是他们都很简单。
Yeah, a lot of these are just one word. For example, down, just simply down.
可以就是说 my internet is down?
Yep, it fell from being up, I guess, to down.
对，其实 down 就是讲到这个什么科技啊，或者你的 actual 设备 device 就经常讲 my computer is down, right?
Yeah, when a system is down or a computer is down, some device is down, it means it's not working, it's not running.
对对 it's not up and running, it's not up and working, 对吧？其实这个 down, 你觉得是比较间歇性的，还是说它通常是一个比较大的问题，比较长的？
Usually this means it's something pretty serious, like if your internet is down, it probably means there's an issue with the internet and it's not coming back anytime soon.
Oh no, disaster, tragedy.
Yes, what will we do?
灾难，对，而且这个 down 好像经常是用来形容它还是一个 wider problem, 就不光是你家的。比如说我现在又回到温哥华嘛，然后冬天这里下雪啊，或者风很大的时候，经常就是 like an entire neighborhood and a quite big area, they will lose...I should say we will lose our Wi-Fi service, right? And 他们发的通知就是说、什么 the entire service is down, we're working hard to fix it, 这样。
Yeah, that's right. Down is usually about something like this. You have to fix it. They gotta go out there, climb up a pole and fix some wires.
对对对，好，就像我们俩录音的时候，经常他这个断网就断这么一会儿他又是有了又好了。
For this one, you can just say cut out. So you could say something like, my internet just cut out.
哦，对，这个很形象啊，让我想到了你的线就嘣一下被剪掉。
对。
但这里没那么严重了，这个 cut out 基本上都是形容就是很短暂的，然后很间歇性的，可能就是几秒钟，然后一会儿它自己又回来了， right? You don't even need to do anything about it.
Yeah, this one is usually pretty temporary. Unlike being down, it's probably going to come back any second and it's coming in and out kind of thing, right?
对，而且这个就是你都可以，比如说你在跟不同地方的同事开会，对吧？网络会议，然后啊，你一下断网了 and then 他那个网又回来了。You can just tell your coworkers, 你就说 sorry, my internet just cut out, my Wi-Fi just cut out.
Yeah, this is a great expression to use after you didn't hear what somebody said, right? Because the internet was cutting out.
对，或者你也可以说 dropped, 对吧？也是这种很短的。
对， this one is similar to down, right? It dropped, but instead of being long-term like down, it's short like cut out. So when your internet drops, usually that means it's going to come back up.
对，所以你可以说 sorry, my internet, 或者 my Wi-Fi, or like...My connection, 对吧？我们这个网络链接 my connection just dropped. 然后你可以问人家、do you mind repeating what you just said? Or, sorry, I didn't hear what you just said because my connection just dropped.
Exactly.
好，那还有什么说法呢？
You could also just simply say, I got disconnected.
Yeah. 就是你这个 internet 它不 connect 是吧？
Yeah, I imagine like a child pulling out the internet wire or something from the wall.
所以这个 disconnected, you made a good point. 如果你在说 I just disconnected my internet, 这个的意思就是你主动去把这根线拔出来，或者你打电话去跟电信公司说我不要你这个服务了。
Yeah, this is you saying you no longer want to be connected to the internet, right?
Yeah, 所以如果不是你主动要求的，那通常我们都要用被动式。Like, sorry, our meeting just got disconnected, or our Zoom, right, just got disconnected.
Yeah, it got disconnected. Something happened to it that made it disconnect.
对，那 what happened to it, 你也不清楚。总之就是 you lost the connection.
Yeah, that's right. Another way we can say this. You lost the connection. You no longer have it. You don't know where it went.
Yeah, 然后这个 lost, 它是既可能是很短暂的，就像我们前面的 cut out 这样的，dropped, 但也有可能是比较大范围，比较时间久的一个问题，像 down.
Yeah, this one gives me the feeling that you don't even know what's going on. I lost internet. Like, you're not sure. Maybe it's long term, maybe short term.
Yeah, yeah. 总之, you no longer have it. So you lost your internet or you lost your Wi-Fi. 好,那最后一个断网的说法呢,它就没有用到什么断啊, down 啊这些,它是用的是和麻烦有关。
Yeah, this one's a little more vague, right? You're having trouble with your internet.
对，因为英语里面 if you are having trouble with something, 意思就是 it's not working, 是吧？
Yeah, and it probably means you're trying to fix it, but you can't figure out what the problem is.
对，你这个是重点，就是你也不知道为什么，然后你也不知道你要干什么才能 fix 它。
对 so maybe it's going down and then you fix it, but then it happens again, right? So you could say, I'm having trouble with my internet, with my connection.
Yeah, or 有的时候 I'm having trouble getting online.
Yeah, if you can't even sign in, right?
对好那刚刚我们分享的是口语里面最常用的断网的说法。那节目的最后我们看看有的时候你不是断网但是它也很气人很 frustrating, 因为很卡这个网就是很不流畅。
Yeah, this is when your internet is choppy.
Choppy, 这个又是好形象啊就好像切菜然后你把菜就切成哒哒哒哒哒。比如我前面做菜、
yeah.
我在切黄瓜 chop 就把它切成一片一片就不是一根就不流畅了。
Yeah, you can kind of hear that same sound from the chopping knife, right? We also use choppy to refer to waves, which is like when the waves aren't consistent, right? So some are big, some are small, moving back and forth quickly, and so it's choppy.
所以我们讲这个网络 choppy 的时候你可以说 my internet is really choppy, my Wi-Fi is really choppy, 可以就直接讲哦。
Yeah, exactly. Let's say you're in a meeting, right? You could say, oh, I'm sorry, I missed what you said, the connection is really choppy.
Okay. 然后还有就是你可能在看剧啊看电影啊或者什么看直播然后这个体验很不流畅因为你的网很卡。
Yeah, it really doesn't help with watching stuff or talking to people when things are choppy.
Yeah, like you can't stream anything when the Wi-Fi connection is choppy, right? 就像我孩子，哎呀，又来了。They're so dependent on the internet. 就是什么坐飞机之前啊，虽然现在很多航班上都有 Wi-Fi, but it's definitely pretty choppy and you can't really stream stuff. 所以他就要先下载，然后在没有网络的时候也可以看。
Yeah, and it's not always free either, so you pay a bunch of money for bad internet.
是是 you pay money for very laggy internet.
Yes, laggy. Laggy here, of course, meaning that it's like falling behind, it's lagging behind.
对,所以这个词特别有用啊,除了我们刚刚这个形容词的 laggy, 就是说它有延迟,然后经常就是你可以用它的名词 lag 来描述你的网络,对吧?
Yeah, you could say, hey, sorry, I think there's a lag, right? When after they finish speaking, there's this long, awkward pause because there's a lag between you.
对对对，就是你们的是不同步的。然后就像我们俩录音有的时候也这样，就是说可能 Jason 说了一句话，我都过五秒才听见。然后 it's very awkward, right? It's definitely not smooth.
Yeah, you end up filling in the gaps yourself and then talking over each other, right?
对，所以再次谢谢为我们剪辑节目的陈老师，还有广浩老师，因为他们要剪很多我们的 lag。
感谢，
感谢，感谢。好，那通常呢，祸不单行，是吧？ You have both a lag and also the Wi-Fi just keep going in and out, in and out.
Yeah, this is like choppy too, right? Where you're sometimes getting a connection and then minutes later or moments later, it's gone again, it's going in and out.
对，就是咱们中文说的时有时无 ,in and out. 这也是美国很有名的一个汉堡牌子，是吧？
对，我一看到这句话就饿了。Yeah, the hamburger place, right? In and out.
In and out burgers. 好，那最后要跟大家分享这个说法呢，是
spotty.
Spotty, 诶，我觉得这都很像什么 choppy, laggy, spotty, 就都是这种词。
Yeah, it's like these adjectives with the Y give me this feeling of like, it's a little bit of that, a little bit of this.
Yeah, 那这个 spotty, spot 不是一个点吗？
Yeah, I think in this case, it's talking maybe about it not being clean. I'm not totally sure. Or maybe it's about the spot that you're located in. So in some places, it's going to work. In some places, it's not. I'm not totally sure.
对，就是它是星星点点的。这个 spotty, if your internet is spotty, 它有一个意思就是 you know, it's very choppy, 就是总是卡。它还有一层意思就是比如说你到了一个什么很偏远的地方，世外桃源，你手机流量啊，那个手机的覆盖，这叫什么 cell coverage, right?
Ah, yes. In this case, it's definitely about the spots where you're located. So if you say, for example, I'm in the mountains hiking and my cell coverage, right, might be very spotty. It means in some spots you're going to have coverage, in other spots you're not.
等一下就没有了 ,yeah. 好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿啊。录这集的时候这个互联网还挺争气的。
Yeah, for the first time.
我们很需要它发生断网的时候它又不发生。You know, 它真的发生，我们把那个陈老师广号就不用剪，留在里面，然后就很逼真，是吧？
Yeah, it's like every time you're having internet problems and you show someone, you want to show them, it works great, right?
对，来修的人来了，那个网络 smooth, the smoothest it has ever been, 老流畅，他一走，然后又 laggy 了，是吧？
That's right.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。不知道大家的互联网体验是什么样啊 ？Do you often experience this kind of internet cutout, or you get disconnected, or 其实中国我觉得现在我们的这些互联网服务商啊，还有这些流量套餐包都很不错。
Yeah, but maybe sometimes you want your internet to be disconnected. So maybe you can tell us too about when you're happy that you lose internet. What do you do?
跟老板开会的时候是吧？
对，这也是吧。
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，希望大家学会了很多有用的说法，我们下次再见。
好，下次见。